little setback, but a radio tail back to the Preacher Parker, yo.
Moral Compass, baby. We back again. This is Javi. We got Preacher Parker. Parker. We got Lili. And we got Juni Puni.
Juni Juni here.
So basically today we're going to talk about relationships and what makes them go good, what makes them go bad. And it's the thing that we struggle with the most. You could be on top of the world or you could want to jump off a cliff because of this. It affects people day to day. I personally work with my sister, and when she's arguing with her baby, the second he says something she don't like, she got to go to the bathroom. She got to leave. The day is ruined. Her face changed. Everything. And most people are like that. Yeah. So what we're going to get into is right now is what makes a relationship not work. And for me, I have to say is when I see people moving too fast or relationship that move too fast, you knee deep in something. And then by the time you're in too late, you're having a baby, you're in the house, you find out what you originally signed up for isn't that. And then, of course, you're going to be mad. You thought you were getting a Mercedes, and then all of a sudden, you know, you find out you're in a Hyundai. It's crazy. Wow. So what about you?
I don't know, man. I'm with you there. That's kind of funny, though. But communication is definitely more important than anything. And on top of that, man, it's just that trust in your ability, you know, what you're supposed to be doing. You know, if you got goals, you're hoping that person supports your goals and your dreams. And that could cause a lot of problems to in relationships. You know what I mean?
I agree there.
What about you, Puni? What's your biggest relationship breaker, deal breaker, or thing you see that affects people the most, or affects you the most?
I would say affect people the most and affected me the most, especially my relationship in the past that I had, affected me with communication, trust, you know, and we had a lot of issue with how to communicate with each other.
And just for you guys to get an understanding, Juni is super old school, where if you want to say hi to his old lady, you say hi to him and he'll say hi to her for you. And just so you know, that's just
a little bit like that.
No,
I was like, wow, right.
No, a lot of bit.
No, you have to be like that.
So, all right,
brother,
what about
keep together?
He said gotcha. A lot of it.
So, anyway, so what about what makes it work? Like, what is something you need for it to win, to get to the goal?
To get to the goal, you gotta make sure that the person you picked is there with you 100%. Mm-hmm. Best, especially in your mindset. You gotta agree, especially in everything, little thing that you think, and especially you gotta agree in everything that she's in too. It's only not in for you, you gotta be in for her too. So it's more that in that mindset. If you feel like when you get with somebody and the mindset is not clicking, it's not the same balance, honestly, you gotta be next. You gotta be so honest that next person comes.
I agree, wow. But when you first get into a relationship with somebody, you don't know what they're gonna be like. You don't know how they're gonna act. You don't know
how
they're gonna
that's
be.
That's how you're moving
too fast. They could act
like you have a little taste. And you still got a chance, especially when you don't have kids.
Listen.
You still got a chance to say, you know what, be directly. I don't like this about you. And doesn't matter if you hurt their feelings, because better hurting their feelings and letting them know what you feel instead of looking the way around and barking around, telling, oh, I feel like this, I feel like that, and nagging instead of going straight to him, letting him know, like, hey, papi, I don't like this. This is how it is. I don't like this. I don't like the way you come at home. I don't like this. I don't like this. Just like that. And he will be like, whoa. And he will open up to you. You open up to him.
What if you let that slide for years and months? Now you just can't say
okay,
that.
Okay, you got to kill it in the moment. If you let it slide for years, your relationship is done.
You think so?
Right
there. Yeah, you think there's no bouncing back from that?
No.
Ain't no bouncing back from that, man. On the real, man, you just...
And if you want to spend a lot
time,
of money on
time.
Therapists, a lot of money and all that...
Nah, you're if you need a therapist, you need to throw the whole girl away.
Yeah.
You need to throw the whole girl
away. Oh, the whole guy away. Wow. It goes either vice versa.
If anybody puts me in therapy, nah, we can't be together.
Well, it depends on
what
you like.
I've been in therapy. I've been in therapy because sometimes not about, if I got to be in therapy. It's about if you love the person, you got to give it 100%. You got to give it to the last minute, even when you go walk in that house and you feel those vibes and it doesn't feel right and you feel like, you know, that person cheated on you. And she's right there. You live in the same house. You don't got nowhere to go. You have to accept it.
But that's why you don't lock yourself down, too.
If I feel like that, I'm going to my mom's house.
You know?
If I feel like that for 1 second, I'm out.
Not everybody got a choice.
Yeah, I ain't going to ask you. If I feel funny, I'm like, yo, I'm done.
I mean, but you also shouldn't rush into moving into with somebody else also. You know what I'm saying? You get into a relationship, you move in within the first 3 months, 6 months, a year.
No, you don't really know what
that
all.
Person's about. And then all of a sudden, you find out they don't like to clean, they don't know how to cook, vice versa. You might not have to cook or clean or keep your stuff together.
You can't take care of your bills.
You don't know who you're with when you first
with somebody. You know what I mean? You should have known that before you got in a relationship with that person. But us, at the same time, come when you come
should let them know before you get in your relationship. You should got to be truthful. Hey, mommy, or hey, papi, before we get in this relationship, I like cooking, I like this, I like that. But don't tell
them
after.
But some people front though. Some people act that way at the beginning.
To get you
just
locked
in. Just to get you locked in. Yeah. Once you locked in, all of a sudden I changed myself. Now I got you with the keys. I got you with the house. I got you with a car. I got you making payments. I got you paying child support. It's like, oh, this is the person I truly am now. You just found out later. If you would have told me from the beginning who I was going to be.
And by then, you know what I mean? And by then it's too late. You already done knocked her out, all kind of stuff.
Yep.
Damn.
Now what about...
I didn't hear your input. You didn't say what you wanted to say.
What makes it work?
What makes it work? Pretty much communication. Like, that's for me, that's my biggest thing. Like, that's, communication for
but
me.
But a lot of people say
that is
but,
a lie.
But what I mean
but
by
it's so
women
hard to get there because it's so hard to be honest.
Yeah, women say that, they don't want that. They don't want that.
This is how
they don't want what her to
true.
They don't want
that.
Because
you don't
want
to break their heart in any way, right?
No. That's true, but then there gets to a point when you're old enough, you get tired. It's like, damn, I don't want to deal with that anymore. If you don't want to communicate, why are we here?
That's real.
To go through that. I had to be like, listen, if you don't want this, if you don't want to communicate with me, listen, you can leave. My name on the leash, you can leave.
But it's also that fear factor too, because some guys can't move on. You know what I'm saying? Some females can't move on. You see all the girls out there or guys out there that destroy people's property or going crazy when they break up a relationship, so they stay in.
You gotta know what
you're
getting
yourself
into.
You know what I mean? Just to make it work, just because they're scared of what the outcome is gonna be. You know what I mean? That's, I don't know.
Well, I can't comment on that because I don't pop my man's tires.
You heard that.
Just to put you in Aliani's relationship.
I ain't hear nothing, bro.
Just to put you in Aliani's relationship. The other day, she was trying to tell the man she run him. And he was like, oh, you run this house? Well, I ain't going to open the door till 10:30. You're going to sit right on the porch. And when 10:30 come along, then I'm going to let you in. And I did drive by, and she was out there around 10:20.
Wow.
So I don't know. Because women always lie. They say they want the truth. And, you know, you try to. But then when you realize, oh, I keep telling you the truth, and you don't like it. That's not good enough.
Do you really want the truth?
I'm going to have to remix it, and I'm going to tell you what I think you want to hear. Oh, and that works. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep doing that forever until, you know, then when you find out I was lying, it's a problem. But, hey, it let me get by today. That's the thing. Women don't let stuff go. I could be mad at you.
Yo, that's a fact.
I could be mad at you 2 seconds later. I'm be like, oh, so what are we doing tonight? Oh, okay, you know.
Oh, you don't remember that time with that last chick you was with a couple of months ago, right?
Hold on.
What the hell? What you talking about? Yeah. I don't even know that chick no more. You don't remember that girl? What about that text you did a couple of... What text?
And women will remember that shit forever.
Ever, man.
That
hey,
is
never
true.
Let that go.
That is true.
I know.
I saw the grudge for 3 months.
People be bringing stuff up from 2011. Telling you right now.
Oh man.
But anyways, another thing that I think affects relationships the most is your in-laws. I feel like they put so much weight. What do you guys think about that? Like,
I feel like in-laws, it's like 100% their number one in destructuring a family. Mm. You know, breaking a family down. Especially because they like to, especially Spanish families, you know.
For sure.
You know, in every generation, Spanish. I'm not just saying for, you know, Puerto Ricans or this or that, every Spanish. You know, I'm saying they like to talk a lot and get in people's problems. You know, it's not good to tell your problems to your family or any, you know, once you're in your relationship, you got married, you with your girl, it's you and your girl. That's it. You know, you're putting a third person in your family, it doesn't matter if it's family, your wife. It's your wife. You know, if you're going to keep on doing that, you're going to keep messing up your relationship.
That's real, though. That's really real. But you know what? Like I was telling him earlier, all right, maybe take about 12 years ago, you know, me and my girl getting together, and I didn't have a vehicle. So my mom offered me her vehicle. She said, I'm moving to Europe. I'm going out of town. You can keep my car. I said, bet. You know what I mean? She said, you can make a few payments here and there. And I was struggling then. I didn't make my first payment. She moved to Europe. Something went down, something went wrong. She decided she was coming back home. She hits me up in the middle of the night while working at my job and said, yo, I'm coming back down to Florida. I need my car back. I'm like, yo, we using this car for transportation now. I don't have a car. You know what I'm saying? My girl works 5 miles away. So how's she gonna get to work? She touches down. She gets back to my place. Yo, real talk. She took the car. Now, she's in my crib. My girl's cussing her out.
Yeah.
My mom's cussing out. Now, my girl don't get along with my mom to this day because she thinks my mom deserves to give her an apology for it. You girl don't get that? And I can see where she's coming from.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the same time, I said, yo, that was years ago, baby. We can move on past. She's like, nah, I'm still holding that junk in, yo. Because that junk hurt. She didn't tell me. You know, you separated something from us and you just took it. That's because you think, because it's yours now. So I can just, whatever. That hurts the relationship. Now, I can't even go to Arizona to visit my mom because my girl said, I'm not going to see you. You can go by yourself. Yeah, you can't come see my mom. I come see your mom all the time. But now when I want you to see my mom, it's like, yo, I can't do that. And I feel where she's coming from at the same time. I'm not mad at her because you have the rights to hold that grudge. But at the same time, I always say move on, move forward, let things go, let's start new. That's just how I feel about it when it comes down to in-laws. It depends on what the situation is.
In-laws, sometimes you can't kill it and just start over and leave it like that. Sometimes it's just... Let them know, leave them out of your relationship, and period. It's not, don't give them no chances. You know, your relationship is your relationship. You don't need anybody messing up in your relationship. If you guys go down, you guys go down together. You don't go down as a whole damn family knowing you all your damn problems.
Well, I could agree with that, but then again, I can't because my mom tried to run my man away for like 6 years, and we're still together, so.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's serious, huh? That's it. Wow, 6 years, huh? Dad, that's
well, no, we've been together for yeah, six years.
She don't play. She's definitely...
My ex mother-in-law, I'm happy to talk about her anytime, you know? You know, I don't like her, you know? I was with my ex-wife for 11 years, you know? And the first thing is, since the first, she's just getting into my relationship problems. Came into my house one time trying to talk and say like she owns, like her daughter owns the house and stuff, like I don't own shit there. You know, knowing that I own most of this shit, and I thank God everybody, I have my stuff after my divorce.
Right.
But my relationship with that man, I had to kick my mother-in-law out of my house.
Wow.
Literally, I told her, get out of my house. That's you gotta leave out one. Of the house
that's
right
tough
now.
One. That's tough right
now. You know, I don't want you here. I talked to my girl. Normally, you know, you talk to your spouse. You don't just say kick him out. You know, you gotta give a motive and talk to your wife.
Right,
that's
right.
What happened. But I had to kick my mother-in-law out because, you know, like we say in Puerto Rico, plantando bandera. She's trying to plantar bandera in places that is not her. That's not her territory. My house, my kingdom, my wife, my kids.
You're right, though.
You know, you got your house, you did your life, you got your husband, you had your kids and your daughter. You're going to come in my house to try to put certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that
affects
me.
You know what's funny, though? A lot of people are not man enough for that. A lot of people cannot step up to their,
that's
to
real.
Their in-law
that's
and
real.
Be like, hey, listen, you know, I can't.
I did that. My wife was there. I felt a little bad, but I had to do it because I felt very disrespected. So I went up to my wife after her mom left. I talked to her. We had a little discussion, but the day after, because when a woman gets angry, they get angry, especially with stuff with their mother and stuff. But we talked, and we agree on, you know, if you want to be seeing your mother, it's fine, but don't be letting her do whatever she wants when she comes into the house. You need to talk to her. There should be a certain respect if she's gonna come to my house. Because I don't go to her house to come disrespecting her. So why she should come to my house and do the same?
That's real.
You know,
that's
you,
real.
You know, if you wanna get treated the same, you know, if you don't come and disrespect me, I'm gonna go disrespect you next time at your house. You know, because you're giving me what you wanted me to give you.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Well, why didn't she like you?
Why she didn't like me? Because I was just 4 years older than my girl. That's it. I gave her 11 years to her daughter. I gave her a house. I gave her kids. Okay? I gave her a mortgage. Okay? Now I rent it. I gave her a mortgage. I gave her all that. 11 years. We lost it, everything. Everything. We went through a damn whole storm. But you know what? It made me a better man. I'm engaged again. Fourth marriage.
Right. We're going to try again.
Man, you want Steve Hart?
Hey, my boy.
Going back. This man know he's going through high damage.
Never give up.
The never give up is a true dream for you, my friend. A true dream.
No, you never give up on love because not every woman's the same. It's not every man is the same. You just got to give it a chance.
You got to keep trying until you get it right.
You know what? Four times, man.
Yeah,
I was going to say third time's a charm, but you get the fourth one. So
but,
I cut that one out.
I'd rather go flowing and keeping happy than being stuck unhappy with the same person.
Yeah, no, you have to.
When you got to break it, you got to break it. Sometimes you got to lose a family, you got to lose.
That's tough.
That's actually the toughest part right there.
Yeah.
when you get separated and kids. There's kids involved.
I'm just hoping that one day, you know, my girl and my mom can sit down together, eat some good food, laugh, reminisce.
You can make that happen. You can make that happen.
But you know, also same thing. They didn't have the same ideas, you know, as far as conversation goes. My mom would talk about, you know, politics and stuff like that. My girl's not into that. You feel what I'm saying? Different, so they can't relate in that conversation. You know what I'm saying? I adapt to anybody.
But you know, that's how it goes. Race,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Now, that's crazy because my in-law issues is just a language barrier. That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
They don't speak all Spanish, and you know me, I'm a gringa as fuck. I'm speaking English till I make it.
That's funny.
No, that was the main issue though. from my father-in-law. He stopped talking to me. Well, one, because he got into an argument with his son, obviously. But also he would get mad because I don't understand him. Like, what do you want me to tell you? Like, if I don't understand you, like I
ain't gonna lie, your Spanish is different, because when Leandro be speaking Spanish and I jump in, and my Spanish is all crazy too.
Yeah, because you speak Mexican. No, hell no.
I don't even know what I be saying. I'm like, she made me forget the whole language and stuff.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. See?
Language and my mother-in-law, it's like she just be, I be talking to her, she be like, not understanding in a word what I be saying to her.
Wow. That's rough.
And I feel like we would have a better relationship too if she just understood more English.
Plus you'd be bullying her son, so.
Yeah.
So what's up with that nowadays, that women just are like the man now? And us men, we just emasculated.
You know what?
That's a big issue for me.
That's a real big issue.
That's the new generation.
I get angry.
Change of generation.
But I feel that's what makes relationships not work.
That's social media and TV.
Because I like the old school. I like the old school where the man runs the house. He says what to do. But you got to come home. You got to make sure food's home.
Yeah, but
food's there and everything.
Women say that, but then when you tell them to be quiet, they don't be quiet. Yeah.
Because I got a lot to fucking say. You're not going to shut me up.
It comes with that, though. You know what I mean? Like, it comes with that. Is you can't be acting crazy. You can't be expecting old school. Then we come home, the food raggedy. You asking me about?
I
don't want no hot pockets and some pop tarts. Like, come on, man.
But make that work. Yeah. You want to eat the ramen noodles on that pot I got?
Nah, hell no.
What you want to do?
Fuck that. I'm out of here.
I'm out.
I'm leaving. I'm going to
Cobras. I mean, but I hear where you're coming from. But you gotta look at it right now, today. Females want the opportunity to be able to work and have equal rights too, because of the past when they wasn't allowed to have that. You feel what I'm saying? So they feel now is their time to shine and get their name out there. My only problem with equal rights is, and I'm going to leave that to another subject right now. I'm going to leave that alone. Keep going.
I don't know.
Keep going. I'm going to say something else. Might go wrong.
I just feel like when you're too strong, when you meet the right man, because what I see is a lot of women, they're adjusting to raggedy ass dudes. That ain't trying, ain't caring, you know, ain't doing the right thing.
They're attracted to what they see on TV.
So then when the thing is, when you get with a real dude that don't need that, it gets aggravating. Because I don't need that.
Intimidation,
yep.
Like, first of all, I don't need that. Like, I can't take care because of you if you don't let me.
When they're guys like that, they're too honest, they're too truthful. So you get the girl too nervous. They're not used to that. They're used to that raggedy guy. When a real man comes,
and that's the thing,
they get all like, oh, what the?
We turned out good guys, but bad guys.
Women treat men all the same.
There's no good guys or bad. You know, it's only the percentage of everything. You know,
you gotta adjust. When you with one person and then you go to the next, you can't go in with the same aspects, the same mentality, the same language, because this person doesn't speak that. You know, you come to me and like, I don't do that. Like, you know.
But is it wrong to have a female in your house that's making the same amount of money as you do? Does that ruin a relationship?
The money's not the issue.
The money's not the issue at all.
Is I feel like if you're a man, regardless of what happens, you lead that family. Mm-hmm. Now, if a woman, she's great, the income's there, that's fine. And it's just...
It's hard. It's a hard thing.
I can't agree with that, because... If I'm making more money than you and you still got the nerve to tell me what to do, and you ain't got a job, and you ain't want to do nothing with your life, I'm going to need you to get out. Because I'm not going to have no man that has no job. Depending on the situation, of course. I'm not going to have a man that has no job, that has nothing going or nothing that wants to do anything.
You see what I'm saying? Tell me what to do. Y'all see what I'm trying to say, though? See what I'm saying?
So, it all depends on the situation, too.
See, because women, they get in the... They see they got one up on us, and that's it. It's over with.
Don't let them get one up. Nah, I'm like a Mario game.
Shoot, I was in a relationship where I didn't have a car. We was rocking with her car. And boy, every time an argument happened, yo, get out of here. You gotta go. Yep. And they would call my mom, and they'd be like, yo, get your raggedy son. I'm like, yo, you really
wow,
gonna do that?
That's a bold
so
girl.
That's what kind of got me, like, yo, women, you see when they get power, they don't do the right thing.
Yeah, but that's not
mean?
Right. Like, even any female here. Should do that, you know? Even
women,
if
but
man,
they
you
do
that.
Women are not used to power at this point. I know it doesn't sound right. I just don't think they should have that type of power to do that to us, because then you know what happens? You get a weaker man, and then we can't stand up in the pain. We can't beat a man, because guess what? I got you to take care of. I ain't got to go grind, because guess what? I know you're going to have the light bill. I know you're going to do this. So you taking over my spot.
But
so that, what am I supposed to
but
do?
A lot of guys are,
not all that. What you're supposed to do is, you know, if you have your girl that's making more money and taking care of all this stuff, and you basically you don't have anything, it's her helping you to accomplish your goals, your mental goals, where you want to go.
Yeah, but
imagine she makes some money, she can help
yeah, but
you out
not, yeah, not
mentally.
It's
know?
Not gonna work if you're.
It's also about support.
If
support.
You, if,
about
it's
support.
Not gonna work if you're sunning me though. If you're constantly like
nagging
you, know,
you
like,
bringing you down.
You're not building me when you're making me feel bad. I'm not in that situation though. Just.
But how would you
I
feel?
I know, but for example, situations like that.
Yeah, I see it all the time, and then what happens when that relationship doesn't work, and you go on to a man that's more structured, more this and that. And you trying to still play those same games with that person, it just will never work.
See, I'm not cutting on that because I'm going in through that right now. Like, my man don't have a job. He don't have a source of income right now. Like, he's fixing cars, doing everything like that. He's doing what he has to do. He's getting something. But I don't knock down what he got going on. Like, if he doesn't have money, if he don't got a ride, if he need to use my car, like, I don't... That's the thing about women. Women, they're very ungrateful. They like to take advantage of the fact that he ain't got no job. He ain't got this, he ain't got that. Like me, I'd be like, listen, babe, you need to use my car? Use my car. You need money here. Let me give you $20. Let me give you $50. You pay me back when you need time. But a lot of girls, they just don't... They
a lot,
don't
because as long as he doesn't abuse that.
Correct.
Because there's guys that would borrow your car, and that's, you know, he's out there with somebody else.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And then that's where the trust becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because now I'm helping you out, even though you have nothing, and then you took advantage of that. And then that's what causes more problems in the relationship,
and
too.
And that also goes with past relationships, too. Like, a lot of people, they get hurt, and then they start taking it out on their significant other that they're with right now. So.
Yep. Like, that's what he basically was saying. Bringing your past relationship to your new relationship. You don't do that, Chuck.
Right,
that Chuck ain't right. Mm-hmm. That Chuck ain't right. That's as far as it gets.
So, next, let's just jump into... relationships with our parents and our children. Like, what's going on? And like, for me, I gotta make some major changes. You know, my kids are already growing up too fast. I feel like their whole lives, I got a daughter that's about to be 12. I feel like we messed up as parents letting our children have these tablets, and then now they're like incoherent. And I don't know, I just We gotta do better as parents. We gotta watch our children and make them want stuff. Cause right now, to be a child, I believe is the hardest time in history. Cause they're so complacent. They got it good. They don't need to want anything. They got the tablet that keeps them quiet. Parents ain't paying attention.
Yep.
And then we get mad when they don't do nothing. We get mad when they're not paying attention, or they.
It's basically because they got all that information on that device. You know what I mean? They don't need you as a parent anymore, where they can just Google that information. And that's how they feel. And then you go, it gets to the point where a child's like, yo, you be like, hey, kid, let me help you with your homework. I don't need you. I got Google. I don't need the answers for that. I got social media. They can go to watch whatever videos they want to watch. And then when they start watching all these other peers of theirs who's doing wrong, they follow that trend. Mm-hmm. Now you as a parent try to get in that situation, try to divert them, and, you know, and try to teach them, no, that's not the right way. How you going to teach a child that's not the right way when all their friends are doing it?
No,
when all their kids at school is doing it, too.
The kids don't know no better. You putting that device just like that, it's basically whose fault is it? The parents.
Mm-hmm.
The parents giving the device to a kid that doesn't know better.
Yep.
It's your goal and your responsibility to mold your kid to that best way. You don't have to follow the leader because everybody has devices.
Exactly.
You don't got to be following as a parent. As a parent, is you're your own world.
Yep.
That's your own bubble. You got to make your own bubble, your own kids, your own things. You got to mold them your own way.
Exactly.
You know, so me with my kids, I'll be for that. I have problems. That's one of my relationship problems I have with my ex-wife. And that could be one of our, that's why we got divorced. It pushed us to that, you know. And was always having device, her grandma from her mom's side always buying them tablets, phones.
Yep.
My daughter's only 10. Why she has to have an iPhone 11 for that, you know? You tell me, well, you need another device like that.
Got me tripping.
Got me tripping. You know? You tell
me. I blame the parents.
You know, it's mostly the parents, and when some parents are not, you know, agreeable, they have problems, you know, and the kids, they just do their own thing their own way. And when you got to get divorces, your parents just want to get those devices, you know, get the kids out of the way.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I don't have kids, but I know people that their kid will get upset, their kid will get angry, and they just hand them the phone or the tablet. Like, how are you going to hand your kid a phone and a tablet or a tablet if they're getting upset? Like, that's not the correct way to discipline a kid. Yep. Especially if you're in public, if you're at Walmart,
definitely,
where there's other people. That's embarrassing.
Yep.
Or if you're shopping, or even if you're at another friend's house.
So you're basically shutting them up by giving them what they want.
Exactly.
Well, that's the easiest thing to do, and then by the time we realize that that's the mistake we made, because this is not a thing where our parents didn't have to deal with this issue. This is something that us now, we have to deal with that. My mom
need to kill that now before it gets worse.
Exactly.
And we do have to fix that. We have to pay more attention to them kids. But we look at the way our parents raised us. Like me, no offense. My mom, I have a great mom. I love her. She loves me to death. She'll do anything for me. Vice versa. But I remember playing alone for a long time. I remember, man, going through stuff. And I was like, I'll just deal with it myself. And it's just tough.
It is tough. But I don't know. I grew up with a mom that said, put my foot in my ass. Anything you do wrong, you're going to get handled. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I got to the age of 13, she said, you ain't getting the belt no more. You getting the fist. You disrespect me again. That's where I grew up from. So I learned to, you know, watch my mouth when I talk to certain people and, you know, space it out and respect people a certain way. You need that a little bit. Exactly,
you know,
man.
90s, around there, you know?
Yep.
Disrespect your parents, they just, you know, fist you right
fish
there.
Fist you right there, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, my mom never created from the belt.
Parents, they don't fist you, they give you a tablet. Here, shut up.
Yeah, no, what my mom, you know? she went from the hand, she upgraded to the belt, then she upgraded to the wire.
Yeah, ooh. God damn. Man, that's real though, man. I don't know what you're going at the end of the day.
But it got me in shape, like, it got me right. Like, I know that when I'm with people, I know how to talk to them.
Exactly.
You know, I don't disrespect people when I'm around them. So it's like, I feel like the generation that we grew up in, you know, we were good. Like, you know, we were raised right. But the generation that we're in now, man, it's so sad. It's crazy.
We gotta watch for our young. I know in our last segment, we were talking about phones and going in privacy. And we didn't really get to get into it too much. But how do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like you have to know every single thing your partner is doing? Do you crucify him for that? Do you feel... How do you guys feel about that?
Personally, I don't mind it. I used to be that person.
You don't mind what?
I used to be that person to where I used to look through the phone. I used to be, you know, because my man had cheated on me in the past. So I had that instinct to, yeah, let me look through your phone. Let me make sure you're not doing nothing dirty, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, now that I'm older and I've been with you for so long, it's like, damn, why do I got to go through that? Why do I have to have that thought in my mind to look through your phone, et cetera, et cetera? So it's like, with privacy, he could look through my phone. You could look through my, you know, there's not a barrier to where, you know, I have to be afraid to show you my stuff. But it's like, it all goes back to trust too. So if the fact that if you don't have trust in me, I shouldn't have to be afraid to hide my phone or anything like that. You know what I mean?
My point of view, my point of view with this, there should be no secrets and no, there should be no codes on the phones. You should not hide your phone at all. No secrets at all, period.
Yeah, that's what I said last segment.
But it all depends on the person too.
But do you have a code on your phone though?
Yeah, my wife knows it.
She knows it.
She knows it. I know hers, and we go through our phones. Our Facebook is together.
Yep.
My ex.
Now you
was
tripping on
thing.
That point. You tripping.
That's why I.
Oh, see, but see, that means you have privacy though. That means you got privacy though. See,
my last relationship, I used to have a hide a phone. I used to not call. She used to have her phone. No, I didn't know her phone. You know, when we in the table, the phone used to be upside down. That's a no-no for me now. You put the phone upside up. If not, you're hiding something.
Yep.
You know, vice versa.
So no matter what, if she puts the phone face down, y'all fighting?
No, we don't fight. We don't fight.
You just gonna flip it back up?
No, because the vibes that you give in the house. Once your girl picks up the phone or your man picks the phone, you go, oh, what are you doing? There's some hiding. Yep. You don't have to hide. You boom, yo, baby, you got my phone? Okay. You walk away. The vibes gives everything.
If it has to get to that point, throw the whole relationship away. Throw it away.
You gonna throw it away, huh? Just like that, huh?
No,
what happens gonna be a big ass argument.
She's
and then you're gonna have some makeup, you know what, a few days later, and it's over. That's
why
how it goes down. That's history in the making, huh,
Why do I need that? Like,
Preacher Parker, do You know your old lady's code? Or
oh, I know about her. I know all the codes. She knows all my codes. Like I said before in the last segment, because of the stuff I did in my past, she had the rights at that time to be mad at me, and she wanted to know my information, because I used to hide a lot of stuff, whether through emails, whether looking through dirty stuff, whether I was trying to talk to other females, and she was like, yo.
We all go through a lot of fights, a lot of throwing the ring in my face kind of stuff.
Like, damn, okay, my bad. You know what I mean? But we a lot of crying nights, a lot of emotional nights, a lot of not hearing nothing for free.
You guys learn.
I'm going to tell you right now. You tell me if I'm wrong. The hardest thing in the world is to have your female not talk to you for 3 or 4 days straight. I'm talking about silence. Not a hi, not a whisper, not even a look at you. That is the hardest thing, bro, because it's easy for you. But for me, it's like, yo, anything? How you doing today? Everything all right today? You had a good day at work? Nothing. Not a look at you, not a meal, not a share, nothing. Close the door, you sleep in the other room.
They tell you that?
Yo, that's a real ass
job. For me, that would be the blessing. I just walk beside her and I'll just say, you know, you're doing this to me, this is like a walk in the park.
Wow, okay,
you know, that
but if you made the mistake, would it be the same, though?
Even if you don't make a mistake, she's being a little baby. She's being a butthurt for what?
Okay, all right.
You guys in the same house?
I don't know, I don't know. She has the right to hold a grudge based on the mistake you made.
It doesn't matter if you made the mistake or not. You know, you sit down and talk. If you're going to be a little baby and be crying around, you know, who's being the bigger boss? Who's being the bigger person there? You or her?
Sure, you got a point.
You know, I think you being the bigger person, you know, trying to look for her and she's not talking to you. She's being the smaller person there. Either way, if it's your fault.
Do you agree?
Well, it's all about communication, right? It's all about the communication, right?
You're right, though. It is about communication.
It's all about the person you were in your past. The person you were in your past is dirty, then listen. Nah. The person that you got a right to go through their shit like that, because, you know, there's some people that just don't change. And you don't know if that person just don't change or not. And you could act like the perfect husband. And
that's true.
And I'm just saying that, you know, because my man, we can act like it's better
to be with that person that doesn't change and try to be there and work it out sometimes. Then same thing goes if you go and get some new, that everything new tastes good. But in the end, it's going to be the same thing that what you got at home. You don't know if that person
is not always.
So if you already picked him, you love him or you love her in that moment, go through it. You picked him in the first place. What you guys are fighting for. You know?
Well, definitely for a relationship to work, you gotta stick it through. It's never gonna be perfect. It's never gonna be perfect, and there's gonna stuff you're gonna have to deal with that you don't like. You know,
some people don't make it.
In relationships, 100% though, the most important factor is your relationship credit. Once you lose that, it's hard to come back. It's hard for anything. The women, it's like being on probation. They'll check through your stuff. It makes it impossible for you. Anything you do will go wrong.
But guys, same thing. When we get cheated on, I don't know if you ever got... You got cheated on?
I don't know.
You got cheated on?
I don't know.
You got cheated on?
Close. Hold on.
I got cheated on.
Hey.
I got cheated on.
We gotta go back to this.
Same thing. We don't forget. Ever. Just like her.
Oh, yeah. You damn right. I don't forget. The girls, I remember everyone.
What do you think? Yeah. The girls, they took her out of our ribs. You know? They came out of us. You know? That's how life goes, how they roll. They're the same as us. So the way I see it, bro, we're the same.
We
are not the same. We are not the fucking same.
You guys nag a lot, and we do the same.
Men and women are different, though. I feel like, you know, women cheat. I feel it's more calculated.
Let me tell you something.
Women are more calculated than females.
I feel men might mess up, and...
You got a point there. Women are more calculated.
Then you don't realize what you did. But I don't want to leave this. I heard Preacher Parker is talking about almost. So he has to get into that. How you almost get cheated on.
Easy, man. You know.
That means what is it? What happened, though? Yeah.
It's cool. I almost cheated on somebody, too.
I feel if you almost did, you already did. Yeah. That's mental. That's like you already did. How you almost cheat. Like, I was about to, but you found out.
It's so there halfway?
Because, you know, how can I say it? I think in every relationship, a male or a female, vice versa, it doesn't matter, has that almost cheating moment. Almost like, you piss me off, I'm about to dip out.
But what's almost to you, though?
Somebody picked up that phone and said, you're an ex, and you like,
what's for me?
Let but me what's almost to you almost cheating. So this is what happened to me.
No.
I almost tried to cheat on him. Let's put it that way. I tried to cheat on him.
Then you did.
So, no, I didn't. Listen to the story. So, I went to go see this guy. I was like, you know what, man? Fuck this. My man cheated on me so many times. I'm going to try it. I'm going to fucking try it. So I call this guy up. We go and chill, et cetera, et cetera. My man blowing on my phone. Mm-hmm. He blowing up my phone, calling me. I'm like, damn, man, I'm just trying to do something, like, and I can't even do it. Like, I can't. So I'm getting nervous. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, fuck, man, he gonna get mad at me because I'm not answering my phone. Da 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 da. So I'm like, damn, man, let me just cut this short. So I told him, I was like, listen, my job just called me. I gotta go into work.
Keep talking.
So I was like, man, listen.
He's like, had a flashback.
I was like, listen, my job is calling me. I got to go to work, so I'm going to have to leave. So he walked me to the car and everything. He gives me a kiss, and I'm like, oh, shit, I fucked up.
Yep,
that's it right there. So that right there, I was like, oh, my God, I got so nervous. I'm starting to shake. I'm starting to sweat. And I go back into my car.
Hell yeah.
That's not cheating, right?
Yeah, you did.
It's not cheating.
That's cheating. That's cheating already.
Yeah, you put yourself in that position.
Going over there and seeing him.
And you were willing to.
Okay.
You should stay home.
I could have stayed, but I didn't. All right, so you fucked up. You
cheated. That's cheating. Cheating doesn't got to be specifically with having intercourse with a person or pictures. It could be even texting, sexting. Just with you having that in your
even
have it in your mind that you're gonna go and do something wrong.
Right, right. I see what you're doing
behind your spouse, the person you love. Just by that, you fuck.
Well, that's why I said it goes back to how the person was, because the fact that I was cheated on so many times, damn, made me rebel. It made me want to go cheat on him. You got me messed up. Like, it all depends on the person and how they were when you first got with them. It's going to make you change.
But as a guy,
it doesn't matter if they change. You got to accept the changes. That's part of life. If you know change in life, and people change.
That's the question you got to ask yourself, though.
When you got cheated on, you didn't want to rebel. You didn't want to try to cheat on her.
What is it? Doesn't matter the sex. Would you be upset if you cheated on your man? Would you be upset if he decided to cheat on you?
Could you take that? Like, is
you
that
okay? That
is that like a well, possible okay thing?
Because is it a past, like a whole past?
The door
so
for
I can't,
him.
I can't speak on that because I've never had the intention of trying to cheat on my man.
Right, I'll tell
so
you.
So I can't answer that because it's like I never had that thought in my mind until I been. You know what? Let me go find somebody else because he ain't giving me what
but,
I need.
But you just said when you went in the car and the guy kissed you.
Because
that
he
was
didn't,
already cheating. You already went, so
he cheated. Going back you to cheated. My point.
Tú te estás going back to my point.
Yeah,
my English. Te está contradiciendo.
Going back to my point.
And I'm
going to
tell Steven
on,
when I see him.
He cheated on
the
microphone. My bad.
I'm telling
him. Mic check.
Y'all not even listening because that's men for you. That's men.
Wow. Not like that.
He cheated on me, so it made me rebel.
That's why I have flashbacks. My ex-girl did the same thing. Just like that.
But that's what I was asking.
And when I saw the dude just like that, and you know how I knew everything? Because you know what I did? Instead of me going to my girl, I set my girl down because I was calling her and I knew something was wrong.
Oh,
I had the vibe of calling
I
her.
I bet
wrong.
That felt so
up.
Horrible.
Oh, okay.
That shit felt bad.
That feeling in your body, boy. Okay.
I didn't wait with her and I didn't tell her the right day. I waited about 3 or 4 days, took her out to a restaurant, and I sit her down in the restaurant. We're eating, and then I talked to her. I say, hey, you remember this day? You remember that day I didn't want to go out with you? And you were mad, and you went ahead and did your thing? And you didn't know that I had a GPS because I had the, you know, when you got Snapchat, it shows where the location. And we always had the location. It looked like she forgot how to turn it off, and we always had it together. Boom, what the fuck is this? Okay, whoa. Now I know where the fuck you at. So I don't have to. You don't have to fuck with me. Now I sit you down. We talk, and you let me know what's up.
Yes. See, but it's like
you're a better man than me. I don't think I could take that.
Yo, but that's what I'm saying.
That would hurt my soul.
You gotta sit down and talk to see what's up. What are you fucking around?
Hell nah, I'll never talk to you again.
But see, it's hard. That's what I was saying. Basically, I was saying to her, but to say with you guys, if you cheated on your girl, would you get mad if your girl a few weeks later cheated on you? It's the same thing.
This is the thing.
Or do you let it?
I wouldn't get mad because you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
It's karma. At the end of the day, it's karma.
Yeah, it's like, not what you get. What you get is you don't gotta give what they give you sometimes, especially in relationship. If they cheat on you, you don't gotta cheat back, unless you gotta help. This relationship, what's going on? Tonight, what you're doing is an abomination.
But she's at
you
the
get playing cat and dog, going back and forth is gonna get worse because
you
that guy.
Right, I wanted to be a dog for a day. That's what I wanted to do.
I want you to understand.
I wanted to be a dog. I was like, you don't want to be a dog.
Guys will get tired, and now you wanna be a dog. You're staying by yourself for a long, long time. And you want to live your life, an old lady now.
I wanted to know how it felt. I wanted to have, like, you know, I wanted to know.
She wanted that side piece.
She wanted that money.
Two pieces of a biscuit, hot damn it. She wanted to know what's going on the other side of the boat.
So, I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
So, yeah.
I think
point
women,
is,
I
don't
think
cheat on your significant other and you won't get shit back.
First of all.
And now you guys are going to play a good game. Cats and dogs.
Not to be sexist, but women is more calculated.
Woman is more calculated. I feel like
I've seen situations with men where it's like he's going through something, he ain't thinking right. Fuck up. Shit happens. But then women is like,
it's planned.
It's like, yo, they're just too calculated. They'll save a dude's number under like cousin Pam or something.
We do the same.
And I don't know. I never did that.
We do the same.
I just get caught.
But it's not as good as a female. A female.
The female can do it right in your face. I talked to my mom, you know.
Listen. And she's like, women are worse because they will swear on their kids. This never happened. The second a woman tells a man, hey, you got something to tell me? What is it you got to tell me? What?
She already know what she's telling you.
I'm telling on myself instantly.
And you stutter. I'm sorry. You stutter. You don't care what a guy stutter.
Women will tell you with a straight face, baby, no, I'm all about you.
You gotta play the same game.
How's it about sister?
That's my cousin. Same game.
Women are worse.
And females got support.
I feel bad. I feel like men feel bad about it.
Men snitch on their homies sometimes.
They will tell on themselves. I've told myself several times, especially firsties.
Yep. Yes, firsties when they first started doing that.
I felt so guilty. I was like, no, you know what?
It's like a walk in the park.
Nah.
Oh, hold on. You heard what I just said? What? Walk in the park. See, that's an experience cheater. That's a man that been around.
It happened. I had experience cheating. I cheated before.
He's a traveling man.
I cheated before.
You talking shit about people cheating on you?
Oh,
I know.
Hey, wait. Stop. Right. You never asked me. So, I can answer. Yeah, I cheated.
Man, that's bullshit. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Hey, did you feel bad about it or did you regret it afterwards?
Yeah, I felt about it. Yeah.
Did you tell her, like, hey, baby, I fucked up?
Most of the time, no. I didn't tell her. I hide it most of the time.
And I told Steven that one time.
One time, my ex just sat me down, and she asked me, are you cheating on me? And I told her, yeah. We talking. We sit down. But then I never got caught. Never got caught. Ever. Oh. You just sit me down, and I tell you. Because if you know I'm not talking to you in the house, and there's something going on, we're fighting, and you already cheated on me, you're looking for fire. I don't need to give you no explanation.
I don't know. Experience cheating.
So why did I have to give an explanation when I tried to cheat on that guy? I don't get it.
Because that hurts our soul. That hurts our ego.
A guy gets hurt more from cheating than a female gets hurt from cheating.
Women give us this vibe.
Men are more emotional. Men are more emotional than females because of cheating. I'm telling you.
I don't have to fuck with that. Nah. I'm telling you. I stayed out of those vibes.
So, yeah, the main thing is keep your relationship credit good. And it's most of the time, was it worth it? Like, do you feel...
Hell no.
You know what? When I cheated on her, it was good?
No, it wasn't worth it. I lost everything. Okay? Just with that, because like I said, it goes cats and dogs. She started, you end it, you start again, you end it, and it's a fight back and forth, and the kids are in between. And when you have a family and all
that's
that...
That's the worst, we have a family.
It goes to hell, you know? Especially you, when you got dreams and stuff, you want a family. And then you get yourself in between that, you lose everything, man.
No, for sure.
I ain't got kids, so.
For sure. And at
that's
the same,
the hurt when you got kids.
At
that's
the
hurt.
Same time, I feel like when the relationship's over, my biggest mistake I've ever done is the relationship's over. And I'm just sitting around hoping it turns the tide. And it never does. It never does. And then not only do you waste your time, you waste that person's time. They don't know, and then me, I always kept it quiet. Like, you didn't know I was suffering. I'm suffering. I'm like, yo, I'm not gonna be here no more. Like, and my mind is dead. And you make these mistakes, you make it worse. And then, you know, me, I have a blended family. I actually have kids with more than one woman. And it hurts me till this day. I wish I went about it wrong and ended the relationship when it should have ended. Not years later. And now, you know, I suffer. Like, my daughter doesn't live with me. I see her almost every day, so it's not that type of relationship. But every day it bothers me that, hey, this person is one day, every day life was with me. Now all of a sudden I don't live in their house. I'm in a whole different relationship. And how, as a father, do I build on that? How do I explain that to my daughter? Does she feel like I do not love her mom? Or do I not love her the same as my other children?
Yep.
And you know, that's something that happens every day.
Every day.
Every day it happens, day. And we don't know how to fix that.
So many broken homes, man.
I can feel that because...
And the main thing is we got to show them children love, and we got to do the right thing. And no matter what, if you're not in that relationship no more, you still have to show that person love. You still have to let that child know, like, hey, I love your mother/father. 100%. You know, we family no matter what. It didn't work out, but you were one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's unfortunate that the child has to live with that, knowing, hey, you know, I don't have my dad all the way, or I don't, you know, and it's just bad for everybody.
It sucks, man.
And I'm going to tell you guys actually a little story about when relationship credit is bad. And so long story short, well, this is a long story regardless.
Let's make it short.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. I'm going to try to wrap it up as best as I can. And a couple years ago, I'm in a relationship, first wife. And, you know, I've got called several times, try to fight it in there. So we're struggling. And that's another thing is, too, when the relationship is bad, your finances follow, everything else is bad. It feels like nothing goes right. Mm. Nothing. And so we're struggling. We got about $2,000 saved up. And I get a call from a buddy. His name's Aaron. And he's like, hey, I got these colognes. You know, if anybody here that knows me knows I'm willing to flip whatever. I'm into so much things. And he calls me. He's like, hey, Hav, I got these colognes, perfumes. I'm going to give it to you for $1.50. But you need to come tomorrow because the day, this is it. So it's a Saturday. So now I'm having to tell my ex-wife, hey, hon, I'm leaving. Short notice. I'm going to be gone for 2 days. Gonna go to Miami, gonna get these colognes, right? And so I get there, and it's nothing what he says. He sold me on a dream. He said he had Versace cologne, all this good stuff for whatever that price. Ends up being some bullshit.
That's a bullshit.
What you call those testers? Missing tops, garbage, smells like trash. Everything. Worst. It was horrible. So I'm over there, and I'm like, you know what? I can't be in Miami for 2 days, come back with nothing. I told her to sell. So I ended up buying, actually, this right here. This Emilio Poggio pneumatic corkscrews for wine bottles. Mm. So I'm there. I see. I'm like, I got to go home with something. I can't go for 2 days and not come back with something. She's going to know because my relationship credit's messed up. She's going to know, hey, you're doing something.
Yeah.
So me being scared, me not being able to be honest, I spend $2,000 on these. I go online. He's like, oh, they sell for $120. I look on eBay. They're $120. I'm like, cool. Let me get them. Give me $2,000 worth. Bam. I come home. I'm selling her store. Like, babe, we locked in. We can make $10,000. This is the best thing that ever happened. So I put on eBay. Maybe 3-4 days later goes by. We haven't sold one. We haven't got one question. Nothing. I go back to that listing. And I see that it was the same dude's listing. He listed it for $120. Mm. They actually never sold. And I couldn't stop hearing it because I blew the last $2,000 we had on some pneumatic corkscrews that weren't worth $5. And I didn't know what to do. And that's what I'm telling you. That's the correlation between when you have bad relationship credit, it leads you to do other bad things. And it's not just that. Everyone has that story. And basically the moral of the story is to just do the right thing, be honest if you can, and avoid those things, because when a bad relationship, it'll ruin your life. It takes up so much of your time, so much of your energy, so much of your happiness. And we have to really watch that. And if us as a society, as a group, can fix that, can understand, hey, let's be honest. And when it doesn't work, I know it hurts, but we have to cut off those relationships.
Real tough.
We have to. And, you know, I don't know if what you guys want to end with.
I want to end with something real quick. How many you got left?
What?
Because you spent $2,000. How many you got left?
Oh, this was about 5 years ago. We don't. Oh. This is the last one.
That's the last one.
This is the last one.
We sold them though.
Antique. And we're going now for $220.
I'm gonna keep this forever.
$220
to never forget about that.
And it's a memento right there.
Till this day, I'll try to be honest in my new ventures. You know, I haven't been honest. You know, I haven't had situations, but I'm definitely gonna try to change that.
Yeah, definitely, man. I don't know. All I'm gonna say is, you know, I've been with my lady for a long time. She went through me for the ups and downs, the bottom. No Wi-Fi, no food in the house, nothing. Gutter, straight. Like, why you even still with my broke ass? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of life. So for her to still be with me, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? But a happy relationship, so I have no reason to be against her. So yeah, truthfully being spoken, man, be honest with your spouse. Real talk, man. That's the most important thing.
So one little thing, though. If you find out she cheated, would you let that slide?
Woo! At this time of the relationship?
And she was like, I cheated a long time ago.
10 years in? She's like, at the beginning of the relationship, that's easy. That's a bounce.
That's the thing. What if she's like, yo, you know why I cheated on you when you didn't have Wi-Fi? This dude had unlimited on his plan. And he let me use the hotspot.
Yeah.
You would let it slide?
Hell no, I let that slide. That's not sliding. There's no way that's sliding.
I don't think I'm a personal slider myself. Like, I feel like if you do that, I'll kind of be like,
I can't slide.
Yeah, my man told me he was gonna cheat on me now.
That's what I'm saying. At this age,
we're younger, probably, but not at this age. At this age, we get more stricter.
Not even at the age. Like, you could cheat at any age. You could cheat when you're 30. You could cheat when you're 40. You could cheat when you're 50. It don't matter the age. It all depends on the relationship itself. Like, right, if my man were to cheat on me after we've been together for 8 years, like now that I know the woman that I am,
yep,
you gonna have to go.
You gotta go on
to the next one.
And I expect her to do the same thing if I did it. That's just the reality, man.
What about you, Junie Puni? To finish it off, would you let her slide? Thank you, if she's like, yo, Bobby, I messed up. You got me mad. I just one time I let him slide
and
in.
And she pregnant?
No.
That's murder she wrote.
I would say bye-bye, really. I would let it go. You got to let it go even if she's pregnant or not. You know, if she knew it before, if I was the guy or not, really, and she came and messed up, I'm not gonna let it slide.
You ain't gonna take it out to the baby boy?
No. Why not? She knew.
You gonna take care of the child.
You know, if I'm the man, you know, I'm the guy for her, and then she comes pregnant or whatever and do something behind, you know, and stuff. You don't need to be with that person.
So you
want to
schedule another,
move it on.
A restaurant, I would say next. Reservation. Make another
restaurant reservation.
Come on, glory.
I might see you there kissing the dude. Hey, what's up? She's a biking lot. You know what?
It's cool because my conscience is clean. My man knows that I cheated on him, so I ain't got nothing to worry about.
You got a fire. You open the door to me, huh?
So, Lily, you know where he at? Liani will come with a black eye tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But that's all our time that we have available. Hey, so, listen, tomorrow we're going to do it again. It's going to be a different subject. Anyways, we want to thank Mark the Tech. He's not in the camera.
Get up in that cam.
I did get information from him about these questions. He told me to tell everybody his relationship is perfect. He wouldn't change anything. And he loves Yanni. And he is actually, they're getting married. We got to give him a round of applause for that. And listen.
Congratulations.
And Mark is so loyal that he is actually changing his name to her last name. He will be Mark Avila.
Hell no.
He gonna do it. I don't care what y'all gotta say. Every man that I know, Mark is probably one of the most...
disconnected.
Loyal to his game.
He's probably one of the most honest, maybe loyal people that I know. I'm not gonna say that right now, but...
Oh my God.
Damn, you fucked up.
How many times you did that? You deleted it.
I was gonna do